Nick Hart from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break, where we encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always, I'm Chinzia.
I'm Sophia.
And I'm Lydia, aka Mama Lou.
Welcome back.
And Merry Christmas. Woo! Happy holidays to all of you. So I think this one is airing on Christmas Day.
We hope that you have a wonderful holiday with your family and friends.
Whatever you celebrate.
Yes. If you celebrate the holiday season.
That's right. And if you don't, welcome anyways.
We love to have you here.
Yes. All right, guys. So what today we have decided that we are going. So what actually happened was I had put out the note to you all in the universe.
Our fans.
On our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages. I also posted it in a few fan groups, like Boy Band Nicole has a new fan group that people talk about boy bands. So I posed the question to everyone, what is your favorite boy band Christmas song? Yes. So I had a bunch of responses. We put them all into a thing, and we're going to fight against each other to figure out which is the best boy band Christmas song.
In a nice way, because it's the holidays for sure.
So we're not 100% sure how this episode's going to go. We might just have enough time to just kind of go through pairings of songs. But if we have more time, we might actually narrow it down to our favorite one. We'll see how it goes. So bear with us because, you know,
we don't know what we're doing.
And welcome on the ride of the Christmas songs.
Actually, what I wanted to say, what started this off is that a new Christmas music video came out.
Yes.
Which one? On December 1st, and it was to keep on the whole Trolls NSYNC thing. They re-released Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays in paper animation. Is that what we're going to call that?
Sure. Their heads are pretty big.
I wonder if we can pull up.
Possibly.
Did I see that? You can pull up a screen cap, but you can't pull up the actual video.
I feel like I saw that.
Like, we can have it on mute.
Let's do it that way.
So, yeah, go to YouTube. Bring it up on YouTube, and then we'll just mute it, but step through it. So there we go. We're so smart.
Yes, okay. Okay. All right. So now we're going to go back here. We're going to present, share our thing. So, yes. So as you all know, the original Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays has Gary Coleman at the beginning, and think and they're in the sleigh and they're going around with Santa and doing stuff. So they've remade it.
Can
I get that
full screen? You can. Yeah.
So basically,
it's a little terrifying.
Uh-huh. Like, okay. Oh, I do want to say that whoever put this together obviously did a lot of work.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was actual paper or if it's just all animated. And I appreciate the fact that the lips on the boys are a different color. So you can see that they're lips, but they also look really creepy. So let me see if I can.
I just think the heads are like too big.
This is definitely a look.
Let's go back to that.
I mean, Justin's big head. Yeah. I mean, that's accurate. Okay. Pause.
Yeah. So here's where we are. So you can definitely see the paper texture and it looks like actual paper. So I feel like it's like stop motion with paper instead of clay.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
Something.
It's a look.
Lance looks great. Compared to everyone else.
Sure, but that's not a high bar.
And then these like, there's like kids skating and then there's, you know, snow falling, and then Santa's dropping off presents, and that NSYNC is floating around with Santa. They picked it up from the record shop. This record store, they've got the NSYNC album.
Apparently that's all they have there.
Like, pissed off looking cat.
Could be yours.
Yeah.
Santa comes and drops off like a fishbone thing for them. Aww. And then there's like
where
a
are
sad
they?
Boy. It looks kind of New York-y.
Yeah.
And then this kid's all sad because he's the only kid at this Christmas party with all the adults, and then a present gets Aww. Dropped off there. And then the cat's yeah, still looking like, pissed
where's
off.
My present? I want one too.
And then Santa drops off the fish.
So, and then the tongue is out, so it's happy now.
And then there's this creepy singing choir that sings along.
So are they Santa Claus? Because they're going.
The big box held a teddy bear. So the boy has a friend at Christmas.
That's nice.
And then there's a homeless man.
Okay, that's very nice.
So I'm thinking, oh, wow, like, that's really weird to put there, but okay, yeah. sure. Okay. And I'm thinking, oh, okay. And then first, like, Santa forgets this man. And then I'm thinking, oh, that's great. He's going to drop off some warmth for this gentleman whose pants have, like, holes in them. Yeah. And he's cold. He's laying on a picnic table, park bench.
Yeah.
So first you just keep seeing him, and you're like, look, Santa, like, drop off some crap.
Yeah, come on, not. Santa.
So then he does, and he's all excited, and let's see if we can scroll ahead to what he got. Would you like to?
Maybe a house?
No, he got a puppy.
Not so helpful, Santa!
He got something else to take care of. So now they're both,
okay.
Maybe, I mean, maybe just for the loneliness.
It's true.
So true. So maybe that's what it was.
I'm sorry, I believe it's called unhomed now. But anyways, it's just like, I just feel that it's not a useful gift.
Santa, like a tent would have been great.
I was just like anything, like a warm sleeping bag, like other things, but yes.
But I guess
and then
like
this mouse shows up to hang out with Grumpy Cat, and the mouse gets this gigantic cheese. I was like,
how was that fair?
The man could have used the cheese, but I'm just I just thought that was like the weird part that stuck out in the music video, and I know it's not supposed to be like that.
Maybe it's not supposed to be overanalyzed.
I mean, the entire
thing
is very weird. Oh my god, their mouse. Wow.
I just think that big heads are like weird.
Yeah. It's a look.
But again, I can play this if it's not.
I will tell you this.
Why is the mouse sleeping beside the cat?
Okay,
stop. Pause.
Oh my god.
Butthole mouths.
Yeah.
So
well,
yeah.
Like play
I think Joey looks a little bit better now.
Joey looks pretty good.
Yeah. It's, with the hat on.
See, like that looks like a logo.
Yeah. Lots of
butt.
Anyways.
Appreciate that it's a lot of hard work was put on, but let's just compare it to the original right now. Olo, Santa's sick. Gary Coleman's there. He's helping him out.
Can anything compare to the original?
And then here they are.
Really can compare.
Very handsome.
Beautiful hit. See, here they're giving food to the homeless people.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, it's
they're
just
trying to be helpful, right? Because they're like Santa's helpers.
Yeah.
So, yes.
They're dancing around with chicks and
having
a
wonderful
party.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Having fun.
They're having
Christmas.
A great time. They're pretending to be Santa.
They're giving toys to children.
Yes. It's wonderful.
Cute.
See, it's a wonderful time.
It's
of
a
the
good
year.
Song. Like, I do enjoy this.
I think it's very catchy.
So, anyways, I feel like I don't know why they felt the need to redo it. Chris's hair looks way better here as well because his dreads are nicer.
Real life.
But speaking
hold on 1 second. The reason why they did the stop motion animation is probably because these guys didn't want to re-record something. So they're like, we'll just give this to an artist to deal with. Do you remember when Britney Spears had the Break the Ice music video?
Yes.
When she was in her like shaved head era.
Yes.
Right? That
I don't
was
recall that song.
It was an anime.
Yes, I remember this.
That but she was like, yeah, so you remember.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
So like sometimes that's why they do things that are like away from the human experience is because they're like, we don't want to bother them.
And when Jerry from Spice Girls left,
Viva Forever,
had a bunch of little fairies.
Yeah, exactly.
But back to the NSYNC are not the first ones to make weird, creepy music videos. Here is
weird.
The Backstreet Boys.
Fine,
it's Christmas
Santa.
Time again.
Panda, sorry.
There they are, just kind of helping out Santa with their weird.
This art is something.
Their faces are weird. Like, it's so
there's
crazy.
A spaceship for some reason.
Everyone has one
special
eyeball.
Is this person an alien? I don't know. Are they all like looking at you and glaring? I don't know.
Flying. Where's the flying panda?
Kevin is apparently a pirate ship. I don't know. It's a very
it's
weird.
It's very weird.
This is like, look
those
at their
lips,
eyes.
Man.
Like, look at
eyes. What's with the one eyeball thing?
I don't know.
Everyone's one eyeball.
Hold on, let me go back 1 sec. Pause that when it gets to. I don't even know what this.
There's like a panda. No,
okay. Sorry. Why would anyone find that? Like, yes, I understand how he winks a lot, but what is happened? Happening?
Yeah,
here?
What
like,
is, yeah.
Every eyeball's got something going
like,
on.
Like, his eye doesn't look well there.
I just remember being so excited that they put out this Christmas song. So you're like, okay, this is great. And then you're just like, what the heck is this music video? So I remember us being very annoyed when they didn't do that. So when the Backstreet Boys released their Christmas album last year, they did make a new music video for their single Christmas in New York.
Yes. This one is a little better-ish.
Is it?
Better than what we have.
So, okay. So then we'll just see. So they introduced them. And what are these characters called? They're kind of like the
Claymation.
Yes.
Claymation.
So there's there's Nick. It's nothing like Nick. Kevin looks like AJ. And then
Santa. Obviously that's Santa.
But it's just like, what the heck? Like, why? But at least they put the boys in the video.
Yeah. Right,
so their live action selves are mixed in with their Capri selves. And they're
it's
just
a
like,
little bit better. Like, it's better than the
it's
other
better
ones.
Than not having it, but it's also like, why are you wasting money on this? Okay. They didn't want to electrocute Kevin. But yeah.
You could have just done this, the human part.
You know, but I guess they wanted to have kind of like that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer type claymation.
Yeah,
so I get that. So in conclusion, boy banders, just be yourselves. We want to just see you in the video.
Yeah.
Like,
I guess also,
I get what you're trying to do, but please don't.
Some people don't like plain either. Like, help us when she smiles when they're on the hill. There was a lot of that. Always just standing around and not doing much.
I literally don't remember
them. They're just like on the hill and they're standing there singing. So maybe they're like, let's change it up a bit. And that's why they did it like that.
Okay. Well, I gave you something to look at.
I don't know.
It brought
it's a nice
joy.
Song, though. I
but
like
yes.
the song.
So I
it's
would,
nice
I, if
song.
You had to rank the three.
I would definitely
videos.
Put Christmas in New York first out of the claymation.
Best?
Out of the claymation slash whatever else it's called. And then maybe like last.
I think last would be It's Christmas Time Again with the creepy cartoon.
Yes.
So I guess the Backstreet Boy and the NSYNC one is kind of okay. But I just like the original. Why ruin the original?
Right. The original obviously would be the top one.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, anyways, we're at 12 minutes in and have not actually started the game. So let's see how that goes.
Yay. To be fair, this is how we've been in every podcast episode, right?
Okay, guys, so we have listened to what you have posted. We added a couple other songs in it. This is not an extensive list. There's a lot of obviously a lot of boy band Christmas songs, but of these, what we're going to do is we're going to draw two names and then we're going to discuss which is our favorite. Since there's three of us, no one can withstand.
Yeah.
And then it will move on.
Yes.
And we'll delete the person that we don't have.
All
just
right.
Make sure that this is showing on the screen. Yes.
Oh,
it is.
So can you come in a little bit? Just move your chair, move your butt closer. There we go.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah,
put your butt in Shinzia's face.
Move your butt closer to Shinzia's face.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yes. Okay. I just really enjoy this weird angle. Anyways, okay. So we're going to pick two songs. We're going to discuss.
Yeah.
And then the song that we don't like, we'll delete it from our notepad. And
then
we'll move on. All okay. Right. Sounds good.
Okay.
And I picked the wrong thing. Okay, so first up we have Merry Christmas Baby by Hanson.
Great.
Classic Hanson song from the Snowed In album. And then we have
Merry Christmas by New Kids on the Block. Sophia, give us your thoughts. What do you think?
So I can't really say too many thoughts about these two songs. Because I don't really know them.
Okay, fair enough.
But from what I heard of the Hanson one, I believe that one is
Merry
better.
Christmas Baby.
But so also, I don't think I can give my thoughts about it because on the Block. I haven't heard it. Unless we can hear it from Spotify. I don't know.
We did listen right before.
I don't think we heard that one.
Okay. You guys are both looking at me like I'm crazy.
I know the Hanson one.
So the Hanson one I heard, so that's probably
Merry
which one I will pick.
So do we want to even listen to the New Kids? I just want to apologize in advance to the New Kids on the Block fans because
I just found out that they had a Christmas album.
Well, I knew they had that funky Christmas song, but I didn't know We have not listened to their full album.
Yes. And I feel like that was actually the list, called Merry, but then Merry Christmas. We weren't able to get to that album yet.
Nope, that's the nope.
Okay. Sounds like Please Don't Go Girl. I can't play too much of it or else yes.
It's nice.
I'll stick with the Hanson one.
But yes, I think we're going to stick with yes. I'm going to stick with Hanson on that one because that's one of my favorite songs. But yes,
I feel like I will stick with the Hanson one because that we'll one see. Sounds a little bit more classier, maybe is the word. Better-ish.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like,
I don't know. I just like
Lucas is good, but yeah, Hanson,
they have good voices, Hanson, but I just really like that.
Yeah. Album. Yes.
All right. Yes. Moving along. Next up, we have.
I just want to spend one more Christmas without you. Insane.
That's a nice one.
Yes, that's a good one. And that's that. I don't want to spend underneath the tree. Is that the one or is that a different one?
I thought it was, I don't want to spend one more Christmas without you.
Thank you,
Sophia. And then like, without you.
Okay.
Remember we were doing like, without you.
Yes. And then Rudolph Run. Okay,
run, Rudolph.
Gotta make it to town.
The fun part is that Lydia and I thought this was an original Hanson song.
I did.
And it wasn't until many years later when Diane's like, this is literally a song that other people sing, and this is not an original song.
They're all covers, basically.
Yes. 90% of boy band Christmas songs are covers.
Yes. So I'm going to choose the NSYNC one because I really like that one.
Okay.
I really like when they're like, with you.
With you. Well, again, this is one of my favorite songs. So, yes. I'm going Run, 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 Rudolph, Run, which I thought was called Run, Run, Rudolph, Same. But apparently it is not.
Yeah.
So, okay. So we
and I'm going to vote for Hanson as well. Run,
so then we lose that one. Okay. Sorry, guys. I tried, NSYNC fans.
All right. Moving along.
Because it's obviously democracy here on the podcast.
There's three of us.
That's right.
It's Christmas by the Jonas Brothers.
This one is my favorite one. Let's see this from the Jonas Brothers.
You make every day feel like it's Christmas. This is going to be very hard to beat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, if it's Backstreet Boys.
If it's like Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Ooh, what is the Backstreet Boys one? I think it's going to be hard too.
All right. Let's see. Ooh, Magic Box. Please. What do we got? Did I jinx it? Can you hear me?
Okay.
Holy Night by
I'm going to stick with Jonas Brothers. Like It's Christmas. Such a good song. Very catchy. Gets you in the Christmas spirit. Beautiful Jonas Brothers. Thank you very much.
Yes. As you know, Lydia and I are not huge Christmas music fans. Okay. Chinzia is not a huge Christmas music fan. I don't like a lot of slow songs. This song on all the different platforms definitely did get a lot of people saying like this was probably the top song of all like the fans
from each boy band
because I had posted in a couple of different places and all of them mentioned NSYNC Oh Holy Night. However, we just listened to it to refresh our memory right before this and I didn't remember being so like upbeat. I don't know,
it was weird.
I've heard the Backstreet Boys one and I feel like the Backstreet one is the top one so far, so I'm gonna stick with Jonas Brothers.
Okay, Lydia.
Hey, don't leave this on me.
Oh. You.
What did you pick?
I'm picking Jonas Brothers.
Okay. I am also picking Jonas Brothers. Only because Oh Holy Night's nice, but it's so depressing.
Yeah,
it's
depressing.
The stars are shining.
But I feel like compared to Backstreet Boys and 98 Degrees, this one was more upbeat.
Yes.
So, absolutely. And it had like a weird little beat to it. So.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So Joe Bros, continue on. Sorry, NSYNC. Don't worry. There's more NSYNC on here.
Yes.
Okay. Up next, we have a very slow magician. I don't know.
You didn't click the thing.
Mary. Woo! I think it's Merry Christmas.
You know
Happy
what?
Holidays?
This was probably from the New Kids one when I copied and pasted because it was just Merry Christmas and it was Merry, Merry Christmas.
Oh, okay. You can remove
so
that one then.
Screw us over. Okay. Well. We'll have something off later. We'll just okay. So now we're gonna go with Joy to the Mountain, Hanson.
Which is Joy to the World.
It is Joy to the World.
It is Joy to the Mountain.
But it was like a cool I had never heard that one before because this is from their second Christmas album.
Which, yes, I guess.
Is that the one that you fell asleep at the concert?
That would be right.
You wanted to.
Okay, I paid $100 for these tickets.
I love this story. I did not pay $100 yes. for the. I paid $100 for the other ticket. This one we paid less money. We were further away. Okay. And we love Hanson Snow Day. Yeah. We love that. Yes. So we're like, all right. It's a Christmas thing. And we had just missed because Hanson had also done their like 25th anniversary of.
In Mexico?
No, that Mbappe album, the first album. What was the first album called?
Hanson's first album.
Was it just called Hanson?
Maybe.
Because this time around was after.
Recon Courage.
Yeah, I think it was Hanson.
Yeah. Anyway, so we had missed that they were coming to town and they actually played that whole album. We're like, oh, that's such a good album. And then we saw that they were coming and doing a Christmas concert. We're like, oh, score. We love the Snowed In album. So we ended up going. We ended up getting shittier seats because we didn't find out about it ahead of time. And then we didn't realize that the day before the Toronto concert, they released a brand new Christmas album.
Yes.
So this was all those songs. And it was also a long day, and I was tired, so I may have rested my eyes a little bit.
The entire concert, but okay.
It was not the entire concert.
It was like...
And I went down to the bathroom, and I was like, oh, they're never going to play Run, Run, Rudolph. And then they did, and I was like running up the stairs. And
yeah.
My hands were all wet from washing, and I was like, ah, I got to get for the song. But anyways. Yes. So anyways, we were just listening to Joy to the Mountain, and I actually thought it was pretty good. I thought it was kind of upbeat and fun, so... interesting rendition of Joy to the World.
Yeah.
And then we are playing that one against Funky Christmas from New Kids on the Block.
Okay.
So this is a classic New Kids on the Block Christmas song.
Which none of us have heard.
We listened to it before.
Yes, but previous. Have you heard this?
I've heard of it, and I thought this was literally their only Christmas song. I didn't realize that they had a whole Christmas album thing.
Okay.
So
yes. Listening to it, not a fan.
It has a very good 80s vibe, I feel.
I was gonna say, it's very...
It's just a little weird to have it that kind of fast pace of a song.
Which is fine. I do like fast pace. Like,
yes.
One of my favorite songs in the NSYNC Christmas album is Kiss Me at Midnight, but I didn't include this because that is more of a New Year's song.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
And I do like Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. But it's more catchy. So
yeah, right?
Yeah.
But, this is a definitely like funky.
It's like an R&B sound.
Kind of, yeah. Kind of like a.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry,
I'll probably go with Joy to the Mountain.
Okay.
By Hanson. It was a little bit better.
Okay, fair enough. I feel like for the New Kids fans, I should be picking this song.
That is correct.
But I also kind of, I don't know, I kind of liked Joy to the Mountain. Was a good song.
Speak into the mic and not into your head.
I felt that was a good song, The Joy to the Mountain.
Did you become for day?
Yes, I did. Just based on what we listened, a little clip. What? Okay, well, you say yours and then.
Joy to the Mountain.
Okay, I was going to also. Okay, well, then good. Okay, Joy to the Mountain is going. Then I will put a vote to Funky Christmas.
But do you like that one? Can't just say, oh, for the fans.
She loves the underdog.
I do like the underdogs, and now I'm wondering if the word funky is also cut off and will come later, but then that might balance it out with
that's
the
right
other
so then right. You can pick which one do you like, which word do you like better, Mary or funky?
yes. Okay, so yeah, you know what though, Joy to the Mountain I did find was a nicer song.
Okay,
personally, but you know, kudos to New Kids for thinking outside the box.
And that's right,
they walked so everyone could run.
That's true.
They point. Did
Right, next up we have Together by Backstreet Boys, not the band Together.
Yes, I know.
Yes.
Sophia, can you say a couple of the...
Do you remember?
No.
I did, but now I completely forgot because now I'm thinking of the boy band Together. So
nice, me too. I keep thinking of stuff together.
Don't put me on the spot. I know it's like...
It is not that, Lydia.
It's something like...
It was an upbeat
here,
one,
here
right?
Is the present for you, something like that.
Together. What are you?
I don't know about that one.
Wow, I've totally
my present
just
right
like
here.
Man, why are you spelling it?
Because it came up with something else that was not. It came up with something else.
I have
else.
Your I don't know, something like that. That's okay. Why I don't put
together.
You on
why are we not there? It's temperature in your heart. I can't wait till we're together.
It's a nice.
Can't
one.
Wait to celebrate.
Can't wait to celebrate.
Can't wait to celebrate.
That's Happy Days.
Okay.
Dang.
Okay, singing it all. Okay, oh, you know what? Should we just Spotify?
Yes, let's Spotify. Quickly, I'm so sorry. So it's quickly. A good song, but
you're
good
like
time.
The next read, like Wikipedia, man.
The brain is not working today. It's when we're together, it's always so much better. Celebrate.
I just want to sit with you.
Yeah, I know it. I just couldn't come to the.
That was from last year's.
My apologies. Yes.
All right. TNBC okay. Versus.
That's a good song.
It is a good song.
This is going to be Merry Christmas.
Happy Holidays.
So Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays by NSYNC.
Okay, so I love Together. It's a really good song. Yeah. I find the message is nice because you're being together to celebrate Christmas and this was the family, that kind of thing. But I'm going to give it, I think, to NSYNC, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Very catchy song. Yeah, and I really enjoy it.
I agree. I do like Together, and I believe it was in my top three.
It was also in my top three.
Last year's album review. But...
That was one of the songs I liked right away. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. So what I think has happened is when I put a comma in there, it's made it a new line. So this might...
We might be screwed.
But we'll figure it out near the end. Yes,
so if anything is Happy Holidays, we'll know that it was
in summer. Yes. Under My Tree from NSYNC.
I was going to say from Christmas.
I don't need a hundred.
We don't even know what the other song is. Buddy.
Okay, go ahead.
What's the other song?
She's already saying she hates
this. I know. I'm going to say, like, lady.
Under My Tree by NSYNC. And The Only Gift by NSYNC.
Okay, so
maybe I'm mixing up these songs.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
Don't know any of those.
No.
Oh my god! But I knew them right.
I'm sorry.
You Spotify, bro. You're gonna get ads, my guy.
Sometimes, on the spot, you can't think of the song, and you like them, but sometimes it just comes.
What was the song again?
Under My Tits.
Under my tree. Under My Tits.
Thank you.
Oh, I know.
No. That's the one that you have.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, so there's that one. And what was the other
one?
Something about a gift.
One gift?
Or the only gift.
Oh, the only gift. That makes sense.
Yes, the only gift I want is you.
So okay, so listening to the little snippet of each, I think I'm going to go with The Only Gift. I feel like that one is a bit better.
I'm going to go with the first one because The Only Gift sounds really depressing.
Is this which one is
it? Sounds great.
Which is the one that says the only thing I want under my Christmas tree? Which one is
it? Isn't it Under My Tree?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was Under My Tree, no?
There's so many songs.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Sometimes the words just don't come to your brain. There's like too many songs.
I just need the lyrics.
Okay.
For this.
Doesn't it on Spotify tell you the lyrics?
Yes, it sure does.
So then scroll down, my guy.
Yeah, I am. The only gift I wanted was you.
Sometimes that's gonna.
No, I
Spotify
think it's the
has,
other one.
Has put the lyrics on
what?
The songs. I really like that the Spotify has
done
that.
Yeah, as they should. You know, this is a paid service.
Yeah,
like, it's true.
They should
give your money's
tree.
Worth, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, hold on, let me just go to the lyrics here.
And in my tree
not under my tits.
Is my
okay, neither of these songs are the song that I'm thinking, so I'm going to go with the second one. So
I'm going with the first one.
Okay,
the only
so two
gift,
to one.
And then, so the other one was Under My Tree, so we're getting rid of that. Sorry, Lydia.
That's okay. There's more NSYNC to come.
There's more NSYNC to come, yes. Okay, up next we have... So, Funky.
So, which one do you like? Which word do you like?
We already did this one.
Sorry.
Okay.
Remove it?
Yeah.
right.
Christmas in New York by the Backstreet Boys.
It's a very nice one, yes.
It's a very good song. It'll be,
yeah.
You don't like this
oh,
song?
Oh, yeah.
No, so this is an original Backstreet Boys song.
Is this the one they wrote about?
The Claymation one.
Yes, exactly.
And it shows like...
Oh! Ooh. The Chipmunk song.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's so cute!
Even though they're not human, we're counting them as a boy band. Christmas time is here. Time for toys and time for cheer.
Ooh, that's a classic
it's
Christmas.
It's such a good one. It's a cute one.
And, so, and they're like, we pretty much consider them a bro band, right?
They're like, yeah,
they
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
This is your childhood. This show from the childhood time.
I'm picking this one. I mean, obviously.
I feel like Christmas in New York is so nice. Because when you're Christmas in New York and Christmas, it's nice there.
Are you picking New
York
all
then? The lights? I don't know. I like both.
This is tough, man. I feel like I do like Christmas in New York, and I appreciate what they have the thing, but this is
and
a classic.
They sound so good.
They do sound very good.
Nice.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna.
You don't
go.
Want to convince me,
I'm
bro.
Going. I'm going to Chipmunk song. I'm. Here.
Okay. I think I'm gonna lean to the Chipmunk song.
All right. Because
it is a classic.
But Christmas in New York is a good song.
It is a good song. Absolutely.
Even though they have a pigeon in their music video.
I know. I'm sorry. It's okay. All right. What's next?
This Christmas from Backstreet Boys.
This Christmas.
Is it that?
And we'll be careless.
Yes.
Through the night.
Oh, yes.
And this Christmas.
So obviously.
Will be.
Yes.
This is not an original song.
Yeah,
a lot of boy bands have done
yes,
it. But they
sure.
do.
But they sound
did
really good.
They sounded really good. Yeah. All I want is you.
What is that one?
This is the song I was thinking of.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure this is the song. Hold on, let me find the lyrics.
So, I don't know this song. I don't know.
All I want is you.
No.
Is this the one where it says, I don't need 100 gifts beneath the tree?
Yes.
I don't need 100 gifts beneath the tree. Don't you know the best thing you can get? Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm taking this one.
I'm going to pick the first one.
I'm also picking the first one.
Aw, bye-bye, NSYNC.
Bye-bye.
Aw, that's a good one. And I missed up the other songs. Right? Okay. All I want is you.
What was the first one, Soph? What's the name of the first one?
It was the Backstreet Boys
It
one.
Was the Backstreet
this
Boys
This Christmas by the Backstreet
this
Boys.
This Christmas,
right.
Yes.
You're right.
Are you changing your mind?
No, we're saying it together.
Excuse-moi. Okay. Moving along.
I guess the brain doesn't work at night.
This Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
By the boy band Holiday
Cast. Oh
yeah,
wow, that was
okay.
such a good Christmas
so,
special. And no. that song is so catchy, even though it's just like a little snippet.
No, there was a full 2 minutes.
No, yeah, yeah.
So in this, it's Bobby Brown, Sean Stockman, Drew Lachey, Eric Michael Estrada, Jeff Timmons, Justin Jeffrey, Joy Fatone, Chris Kirkpatrick, and Wanya Morris. So you have Boys to Men, New Edition, O-Town, 98 Degrees, and NSYNC. So that's a pretty good one, too.
I mean,
that is a good one.
So let's see who they're up against.
Okay, let's see.
They are up against... Spend... Oh, no!
Oh! Want to spend it with you, you,
with
you,
Ryan Cabrera
you,
and Eric Michael Estrada.
So
I like that one.
So this was a song that Ryan Cabrera and Eric Michael Estrada from O-Town.
Yep.
Ryan Cabrera from Not a Boy Band.
But he wants to be in a boy band.
Wants to be in a boy band.
Yep.
Released last year. So Sophia and I saw this in concert.
It was really good.
They did a boy band Christmas.
Yeah, boy band song. Christmas, yep.
And it's really cute. It's very upbeat. It's like, I like it. So...
The chorus is very catchy. I want to spend it with you.
You. It's very
I like
cute.
It.
It's very cute. If you're not, I'm going to vote for this one too. Because as much as I like the whole group ensemble over there, I feel like I want to give this song some love. So.
Yes, I appreciate this song.
I am voting for a boy band, Holiday. That's mine.
That's very catchy.
But that's
that
not
part.
That song, but that's the people. Yes. Okay, so this Christmas from the boy band Holiday Cast is taking off. Sorry, Lydia. Okay. Moving along, we have
the only gift. Did we already do that one? Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah. So we're going in. Is this
just...
a semi final then?
No,
oh, okay.
It's definitely not. Then we would put it in twice by accident.
Oh, okay.
Did Did we do this?
I thought
we
did. Yes, we did.
I had you all look at the things.
So but it's okay.
I did when I went through. Okay, so we're removing this one. Sorry.
Sorry, my bad.
The next round will be better. Winter Wonderland.
Oh, this is a nice one.
Okay, wait, hold on. Yes. I got it. Did we already move the only gift? Was the only gift? It's in here twice.
So, got it.
So we will delete one because the other one made it through. The other round.
Yes.
We didn't delete
That's correct. See.
Okay, so Winter Wonderland by the Backstreet Boys. It's, I feel like this one was a very, like, upbeat. Like,
yeah,
I really like the winter, yeah, it was very nice harmonizing.
Oh, yes.
It was, like, only a minute and 25.
Yeah.
Shake your hand, like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's another part that I don't recall, but it's really good.
All right, so let's see. It is up against.
Okay. Right.
So we
with a joyful tone,
right?
Move
that one already.
I think that already.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. This box.
I'm missing you. Come Christmas, a letter to Santa by New Kids on the Block.
So I'm gonna go with the first one because it's really good harmonizing with the Backstreet Boys, and I really like the song with Joy.
Okay. I had only heard this song today for the first time. Thought it was kind of interesting and funky. So you know what? I'm gonna give a vote to New Kids on the Block. Here.
Okay, I'm going to vote for Backstreet. Yes.
Fair enough.
Because it's a song that I know. Yes. And even though I will say AJ has his creepy voice on,
yes, I forgot to put that.
The entire album. It's just like, I'm still going.
All right, fair enough.
All right.
All right, next up we have Last Christmas by Wham.
A classic.
So lots of boy banders cover this song. We were debating if Wham is actually a boy band or not, because there's only two of them. Members. So it's a duo. So we figured, you know what, we will allow.
The Backstreet Boys have done this cover.
This is a very upbeat, fun song.
This one is not. Are you crazy?
The Wham one is.
The Wham one's
upbeat.
Sad.
Okay, I still get annoyed by this song because, like, I gave you my heart the very next day you gave it away. But, like, how? Like, or so is this person now in love with you?
No. Okay. So, like, for example, if I
let's say last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Thank you.
So here, Lydia, here is my heart.
Chinzia, I know that you romantically love me. But I'm going to give this to Sophia.
Thank you. So now, am I supposed to love Sophia?
You're supposed to, because I don't want any part of it.
Or is that, I don't think that's actually, and then I'm dead anyways, because I have no heart. It's like not beating.
Right, because you gave it away.
Heart. You have a broken heart.
I think it's like a metaphor.
Or is it supposed to, I think what they're trying to say is, I gave you my heart, I profess my love to you.
But you don't want it.
Like, fuck you, I'm going off with somebody else.
Yes.
So I feel like that's what it's supposed to mean.
Yes.
So, like, there's no physical heart changing bodies.
Like, no.
But the way that my brain thinks is like, oh, you gave my heart away. You regifted me. So now I'm with this new person.
Now you're
which
right.
is
yeah.
not, doesn't yes. make sense at
no,
all.
No.
But that's where my brain goes every time I hear this song.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for that.
No problem. And that is up against.
Do you think it's against the Backstreet Boys one? Or we didn't put that one?
Happy days.
So the Backstreet Boys.
Good times and happy days.
Are you ready for
this? Was in my top three.
I also had this in my top three, and I really liked it when I first listened to this album right away.
I like this one.
So I think I'm going to go with
all right,
this one.
Unanimous Sorry, happy
Wham.
Days. Sorry, Wham.
Yeah.
Get out of here, Wham.
I think they'll be okay.
Get out of here, Wham.
You're depressing.
Wham, bam. Thank you, man.
Uh-huh.
All right. Up next, we have.
Happy holidays. So Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
So we didn't do this one then.
I thought we did. Because we said the Merry Christmas was
did,
that.
Right.
Yes,
we did. We kept it. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, we did.
That wasn't on the list twice, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, Holy Night, 98 Degrees.
Mm. So, okay.
They have very beautiful voices, and I really like the way that they sing this.
You need to wait for the other song. You don't even know what it is. First. It could be like Santa farting. You're like, oh, yeah.
This is way better.
Well, okay. Okay, I think Sophia's comparing it to Backstreet Boys.
That is correct.
Oh, okay.
So
nobody can touch that song from Backstreet Boys. I'm sorry.
I thought
this is like the top one.
Okay.
So I'm keeping.
But we don't. Okay. There might not even competing.
Let's see.
That.
Let's see.
So they are competing against.
Uh-huh.
Let It Snow, Boys to Men featuring Byron McKnight.
Ooh. Let It Snow. That is Let that. It Snow.
Elsa, that is not the song.
Well, let it snow.
It's kind of slower
with R&B, but I don't know.
Okay. I know. That's why I took it off. Yeah, I take mine off. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm dying.
How does it go again? It has to be like.
Are you sure it's not the Gunaways?
No, it's not. It's actually a different song. I literally just played it. Guys.
I could have sworn it was like slow. Like
we also played a lot. It's not.
It is not. What did you say, Elsa? You're like.
She's like, let it snow. Let it snow.
I'm trying to say it's slower. Oh, I see. Boys to Men featuring Brian McKnight.
Yeah, seems like slowly. Slow.
We have like very beautiful voices.
Let it snow.
Let me skip ahead. Let it snow.
I think I want to go with this one.
I'm gonna go with this one. Who are they up against again?
I'm going 98.
You guys are doing Let It Snow, so I'm very sad the 98 degrees gets.
I'm sorry.
I don't even know the song. Oh, I'm picking this song.
I know, right? Jeez.
Okay. Bye-bye, because when you listen to it, it's really nice. Good.
Harmony. Fantastic.
They do have a really good harmony.
Yeah.
Great. They're smooth like butter. Such nice Christmas time.
It's Christmas time.
The first Backstreet Boys.
Time to share our love.
Yes, another one. Okay.
Come and join the tidings to the world.
So I feel like every time
it's Christmas time.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, I appreciate it. So, anyways. What I'm gonna say is the same thing that I say every time I hear the song.
One time I'm like, I know the song.
You actually know the song.
You freaking like, okay, stop singing. Come on.
It was very beautiful. I'm sorry if that's what it sounded like. That's not what I was trying to do. I'm just kidding. I was distracted by my hat.
I'm just kidding. Anyways, what I was about to say is that
the Backstreet Boys are not very creative with their song titles.
No, this is true.
Because they have two songs on two different albums called Breathe.
Yes.
And they're in two entirely different songs.
That's right.
The first one is better, but everybody likes the second one better.
Because of the harmonizing.
Yes. So Christmas Time had come out years ago. You said they performed it at some special.
97 on Disneyland, Disney World.
Okay.
Disney somewhere.
Disney. Because I always get them confused. Land, world.
Yeah.
World is Florida.
Yes.
Land is.
I'm gonna say it's that was in Florida because that makes sense.
Where they live? Yes. You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
So in '97 they did
this
that.
This is a nice slow. Then, in the 2000s, they released a song called "It's Christmas Time Again."
And I believe it was like 6 years ago.
Yes, but it's like upbeat. It's fun. It's the other video that we showed you at the beginning where there were creepy cartoons.
Yes.
But I really like that song. And I was just thinking, oh, it's Christmas time again because Christmas comes once a year, right?
Yeah.
That is what I thought because I did not know this song. So we were at our friend Pam's house for a Christmas party.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, oh, we should play some Backstreet Boys Christmas. We should play some Boy Band Christmas. And we're like, oh. So we said, Christmas time again. And we're like, oh, yeah. So then they put on the first Christmas time. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And they're like, it's Christmas time. I'm like, this is not the song from the Backstreet Boys. Like, yes, it's the Backstreet. I'm like, no, I'm like, it's Christmas time. They're like, what are you talking about? So then after that song, then we played It's Christmas Time Again. They're like, what the hell song is this? Because they had been Backstreet fans a lot longer, but hadn't been paying attention to the new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of confusion with this song. So there you go. So this is the more slower original song.
Right.
Yes.
And it is up against, come on, Christmas Time Again.
Finally, it's Christmas
by Hanson. That was also a good song.
Which one's this one?
Christmas.
Thank you.
Finally, it's Christmas. I'm kidding.
This is the one where you were just watching and they made the whole like.
When they were younger and then they became older.
Oh, yeah.
Is that it?
I think so. Okay.
So it's like more of an upbeat, rocky type, old timey song.
I'm gonna say say no.
I'm going to go with it's Christmas time.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. It's Christmas time. Time to share our love.
Ready? Okay. Bye-bye, Hanson.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
We got six names left.
All right.
Ooh, we did it.
Hopefully, unless we've messed it up again. This gift by 98 Degrees.
I think we know the song. We know it, right? I believe we do. Do you know how it goes?
Gift, Miss Time.
Oh, my God. That's not how the song goes.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Now I'm...
I feel like we need to hear it to, like, jog our memory, no? I feel like we're getting old.
This is like an original 98 Degrees song.
Okay. Yes! As you live, I'm gonna give you all my heart. Yes. Okay, I'm gonna go that one.
That's not bad.
We don't even know what the song is.
Wait. Okay,
sorry.
It could be amazing.
We should lock Sophia into this.
I know.
Maybe
should.
It's a Backstreet Boys song.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Anyways, great song. I never listened to the 98 Degrees Christmas album, but we were at the boy band thing last year.
Yes.
They played this and I just knew all the words. So I'm like, obviously I've heard this song before.
Yes.
I think this is a classic radio song.
Yes.
Yeah, 90 Degrees is like a classic.
Rock. And they're very good a cappella. It's great. Yeah. So, yes. And that is against December Love by New Kids on the Block.
Madame, you are 80s racist, madam. I feel like...
Let's not use racist the word.
What about 80s bias?
To be fair, I was born in 85.
I also hated.
Do you even know this song?
No.
Then why are you championing it? Defending it?
Message. It's very cute. It's a cute song. It's cute.
It's not bad. Okay, what was the first one?
Can I say it?
Yes.
I don't remember.
This Gift by 98.
Oh, yes, This Gift.
See, this is a good song. I do like December Love, but obviously I'm going to go with This Gift from 98 Degrees because I think that's a great song.
So since I was like made fun of and called 80s racist over here.
Sorry, I meant prejudice.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm gonna stick with what I know and say This Gift.
I
still love you, New Kids on the Block.
I will also say This Gift. No. I'm sorry, Sophia. We're correct. We're right. I mean, December Love is not bad.
It's not bad.
But it's not 90.
No, and that is a really good New Kids on the Block.
Yes.
However, I would just like to point out that you are the one who hates the 80s because you hated the Nick Carter concert.
Because it was stupid. Because he didn't.
But
because
it's
it was
who I am. It's 30 years of him.
I guess. But I just
didn't think he was a sharp dressed man.
And
not
you don't
in that
like
suit, no.
You don't like that he wears sunglasses at night?
That was so weird. I don't know. Okay, you're right. Okay. I'm sorry. I am 80s prejudice. I'm sorry. It's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
Okay. Well, let's move on. It's Christmas time again for the Backstreet Boys.
Oh my God. What? Nothing's gonna compare to this.
Frost.
Unless
goes
it's
outside
another...
the window.
Then the people, steeple. Right?
Yes. The people steeple, Lydia. Open the doors, see the people. Anyways, yes.
Okay.
So Christmas time again, Backstreet Boys, great song.
Okay.
It is a really great song.
Yes.
Just not a good video.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
well,
versus
Silent Night by 98 Degrees.
Ooh, it's a good one.
Okay.
We know where you're going. We know where you're going. 98 Degrees, obviously.
Obviously, of course. Like, how could you not? Okay. That's not a good song. Not a bad song. Not a bad song.
They have really good harmony. Really good.
Okay, so I'm going to go with the first one.
Yeah.
Obviously. It's Christmas time again.
Yeah.
I love 98 Degrees.
They make good.
Love you,
when you're going up against the powerhouse of the Backstreet Boys, I cannot.
You're right.
Okay.
Although I did choose against them a few times.
What are you doing? I didn't know you guys did not vote French.
Okay.
Would you like to vote at this time?
It's Christmas time again.
Okay.
And what are you voting for?
I am also voting for this Christmas time again, but you didn't ask for my opinion.
Lydia, which opinion is yours?
It's Christmas time again.
Okay.
You're hilarious.
Damn it. Okay. All right. We got our last two.
Hopefully, if we did this correctly. If we did correctly. A Very Boy Band Holiday by Joy Fatone and Wanya Morris. So this was the song that kicked off the Very Boy Band Holiday Christmas special that came out
2021?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 years
ago. So
and we could have heard a Very Backstreet Christmas.
We could. They had but
that thing
you know what had happened.
All that stuff.
Yes.
Happened, so
But maybe this year or maybe next year. Maybe. Who knows, right?
We'll see. Then.
Holiday. Fingers crossed.
This was like a really cheesy song. Yeah. I did enjoy it. Yeah.
I also enjoyed
they
it.
They were just like talking about the different boy banders that were showing up. Yes. And Wanya's like, no, we can't sing. And Joey Fatone's like, yeah, we can. And he's like doing his dance.
It was very funny.
It was cute.
Yeah,
it was
I really liked
song.
It. I really liked that special. It was
okay,
fun.
So now it says all done. So do we want to keep this song then?
What was the first song?
No, because we have messed up.
What did we mess up?
There was some ones on different lines, so we're off.
All
do we
right,
want to throw in a different Christmas song?
No, I think we can
okay, you know what, let's keep them.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a fun one.
So how are we doing for time? Okay, you know what, I think
it is time.
You don't want to find from this list?
I mean,
we can do a quick one because now we don't have to talk about all
yeah,
of
yeah, yeah,
what
okay,
time?
Okay.
How much time is it?
We had 50 minutes.
Okay, so basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to remove anything that has
a comma. Like a lot of space.
So right here, there's a comma, and then everything else is pretty much gone. So I think we're good.
All right, so we're gonna battle for the
okay.
Top
we're song. Battling for the top. These ones will go faster, guys. So.
Do you want to do like the ducks, or what are we doing? Like a
sure.
Race?
Do you want to do?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to like compete and find out from those ones because there's like, do you want to narrow it down a little bit more, and then we'll do a duck race? Let's narrow it down.
You want to?
How about we just do the race? Yeah, that's a good idea, actually, because we already talked about the ones that we
love.
Yeah. And I think that's good. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Is there, like, a fighting one? Like, is there, like...
Hook a duck.
I mean, Merry Christmas. Oh, no.
There's the race timers. Hold on. Let me get
okay.
The race timers.
Okay.
What are people seeing right now?
Oh.
They're seeing. Okay. How do I stop sharing?
Okay, for a moment. For a moment, we're going to... Oh, Santa race!
Over there, yes! Yes!
What's that?
We are excited.
Okay. Okay, so I guess how we're going to determine this is we are going to let Santa...
We're going to let Santa decide.
Decide.
On
so
Christmas!
Of all of the songs that we have narrowed it down, so there should be about 15, I guess. Hold on, I guess we'll soon find out how many are here.
Here we go!
16.
Okay.
So there's 16. You sure you want to narrow it down to 8?
No. I think this is fun.
I think this is a good fun time.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how much is that? 15 seconds? 20 seconds?
15 seconds, I think, is good.
Is that seconds? That seconds?
These are seconds. We can do like 30 seconds.
Is that
anything longer, like a minute, is weird.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Here we
okay.
go.
So hold on. So you sure you don't want to narrow it any lower?
I am fine. With
I'm
this.
Also okay. fine because it's going to be fun, I think.
Okay
here we
okay.
go.
Where is our Santa? Are we ready to go?
Yes,
so we
are.
Them all
look at
there.
That.
They're all having different
Should
colored
Should we turn
gloves.
On the sound for this one or no?
We can just
yeah,
do
yeah.
our own commentary.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
The sound. Do you want to hear the sound?
No. Okay. Ready.
Okay, ready. On your mark.
Three,
get set.
Two, one,
go.
Go.
All right.
Oh!
So-
Rudolph is in
yeah.
the there we go. Rudolph. Okay. Christmas
so
time again. This
BSB
oh,
songs.
BSB
oh, here we go.
But
number six.
Oh!
Somebody's
oh!
coming. Who's
number
coming
16.
In from behind?
Number 16.
Happy Days is going.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Good
10 seconds. What's happening?
Why?
Oh.
The chipmunks. The chipmunks are coming.
Oh,
Backstreet Boys are coming.
Oh,
Brian.
Winter Wonderland. Wow, who knew that could
All
happen,
right? So, Let It Snow, Boys to Men, featuring Brian McKnight, came in first place. Second place was Winter Wonderland
Ooh.
By the Backstreet Boys. And third place, the
Chipmunk
song, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Wow, that's fun.
Shall we round out our top five?
Yeah,
sure.
Read them all.
The number four, we have The Only Gift by NSYNC. Number five, we have Run Rudolph Run by Hanson. Number six, we have Joy to the Mountain by Hanson. Number seven, This Christmas by the Backstreet Boys. Number 8 is It's Christmas Time Again by the Backstreet Boys. Number 9 is Merry Christmas Baby by Hanson. Number 10 is Happy Days by Backstreet Boys. 11 is Christmas Time, the original.
Yep.
By Backstreet Boys. 12 is A Very Boy Band Holiday with Joey Fatone and Wanya Morris. Number 13 is Spend It With You with Ryan Cabrera. Ryan Cabrera and Eric Michael Estrada. Number 14 is the Jonas Brothers, Like It's Christmas.
Very good.
And rounding, there's still more. Number 15, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays from NSYNC, which would have got higher if we compared to other ones. And This Gift by 98 Degrees.
Wonderful.
Rounded out our top 16.
Beautiful. Yeah. So, that was awesome. Go. Good job. I think that's a great way to end it because it's like the Santa. Yes.
So there you go. The Santa race. Let us know what your favorite Christmas boy band song is
in the comments.
And yeah, so looking forward and hoping you have a great holiday.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
A boy band break holiday.
Oh my God. Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for taking a break with us, guys.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Merry Christmas. Bye. Merry Christmas.